Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And by telephone from somewhere in Minnesota is Brad Finstad. He is the CEO of the Center. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So the legislature wrapped things up, and they even got it done early this time around.
They did, and hopefully that buys us all an extra day or two to figure out what has happened. There was so much policy movement and legislation that became clear in the last 2 weeks that there's a certain amount of undigging that has to be done by a lot of folks, I think, to really just grasp what was done. But some of the highlights, of course, this was a bonding session going into an election year, and so there was a lot of election year politics that came to the forefront. But at the end of session, they're able to look back and say that they've passed around an $850 million bonding bill. Some of the highlights of that bill, there's around $80 million for healthcare aid workers, and that's something that we've been talking about in the state for quite some time, that you look at the folks that are working in the nursing homes, working in the assisted livings, working with the vulnerable folks of Minnesota, and it's something that, you know, has been talked about in the legislature for quite some time, so there was some movement on that issue. Some of the propane issues that we heard over the winter months with our long, hard winter and a strong ag sector and in need of propane last fall. We saw some shortages, so there was legislative relief for that. Of course, you can throw in the issues of minimum wage increase, medical marijuana, and you can have we could have multiple shows on each of those issues. So there's a lot of things that we're still learning. Of course, the governor has a little time yet to finish signing or veto or line item veto bills. But yeah, they're out early, and let the campaign season begin.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that's what's next. But one of the other things that happened, and I don't think the bonding bill or any of that other stuff could have happened without the repeal of some of those business-to-business taxes.
Yeah, that was something that was, the Democrats who control the legislature and the governor's office heard loud and clear over the last year that some of their short-term budget fixes that they implemented in their finance bills last session were unpopular. So they listened to those folks, and they came back, and they had a supplemental budget bill that repealed some of those taxes that they heard complaints of, one of them being the business-to-business tax.
So things are going to get real hot and heavy, I imagine, on the campaign trails starting right about now.
Yeah, you know, filing deadlines are right around the corner, I think by June 3rd, I believe. And so we'll start seeing more and more candidates pop up. We'll have a better feel for where the races will be competitive, but then also what issues will define some of those races. We're hearing a lot of rural discussion, which we like, you know, people talking about rural Minnesota and opportunities legislatively to make the state a better state. So, yeah, we're excited to see what's right around the corner here.
Well, Brad, thanks so much for giving us the brief recap, and best wishes to you and your family.
Thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.